Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I was with Peter on Buffalo, you know, should the Bills be favored on the road? I was inclined to say yes because of Josh Allen. And then Peter, Swaggoo, Shay, I remembered something. 12 targets, 10 receptions, 146 yards receiving. Stephon Diggs, a former Buffalo Bill, now in New England.
High noon, Jones and Keith, Patriots Friday here on WEEI. Stay tuned. You got Mike Onwenu from the Pats. You got the week in review. And you have, Keith's keys to Patriots Bills. Now, I feel like Stephen A. just stole a lot of your material there.
Kind of did.
Apparently, he got to the middle of the week and he said, wow, Patriots are playing the Bills. Didn't they play earlier this year?
It's time
to look at a box score. And he goes, boy, that Steph Diggs had a nice game, the first game.
So good. I love how, like, on the same network, you can have, like, Mina Kimes and, like, Orlovsky and Swaggoo are talking about, like, all right, 80% of the time, the Bills are in man and doing cover two. And then, like, what happens with, like, slot receivers and on 10-yard passes? And they're, like, so stat-based, so over-the-top analytics. And, you know, there are people that like that.
Right.
And then on the same network, the guy who's, like, the most popular guy there is like, guys, it came to me. Steph Diggs plays for the Pats. And you're like, we know.
He, like, ripped him a new one.
He's like, guys, week five, he had
12 targets.
He was good in that game.
10 catches.
Or do you guys know that? He was good in that game.
He used to play for the Bills.
That's his analysis of it? It's like, guys.
Now in New England.
You're like, oh, my God. I hadn't considered any of that.
Crap.
I was looking at, like, Drake May's EPA against blitzes. You're telling me Steph Diggs is on the team?
Oh, my God.
That changes everything.
I was locked in on James Cook against the light front.
No.
Steph Diggs. Was like,
They played too much nickel defense. Guys, Steph Diggs was good week five.
I like the Stephen A. type of analysis.
Oh, I do too.
I dabble in that kind of analysis. Much easier. We just were talking about that on, like, Monday. I didn't take it until Wednesday or Thursday to come up with that.
That's kind of where you...
I just would have got to it quicker.
Right. It's like the easiest thing in the world. It's like Steph Diggs, another revenge game for Steph Diggs.
Guys. I couldn't sleep last night.
It came to me.
And so I was wandering around.
So much talk about
it. I was heating up some warm milk in the microwave to put myself back to bed. And I was like,
nice hot milk.
Stephon Diggs.
Yeah. You guys keep talking about Drake May and Josh Allen. Steph Diggs, former Bill. Yeah, he was in the game week five. Right, yeah. He's been in all the games.
Right,
he's so good. He's played all season.
It was a nationally televised game. The whole country, if they stayed up for it, watched it.
He's going to have a game.
And he's like, gang.
Good.
Peter.
They're all like looking around. Yeah, also a good point.
Yeah. Peter, Swaggoo, you idiots. Yeah. I know you guys haven't thought about this.
That's what you got to do, too. It's like when you're just filling time. I'll start doing that. I'll be like, Jones, Nick, Billy. Just announce the people that are involved.
Terp. Jackson.
Is everybody listening to this?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, still are.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Never stop.
Steph Diggs, X factor in the game. I actually do believe he's going to have a really good game. I didn't need Steve to tell me that.
I just came to it before
Wednesday. Because Cam Newton does the same thing when he starts saying, like, Steve and Anthony and just stretch it for time. Just, like, saying
when
words.
Does the show end?
Pats, Bills. Game of the week. Some are calling it the game of the week, and there are a handful of games to choose from for said game of the week.
I would
status.
Call it the game of the week. What else gets that status for you?
Well, I would say Broncos and Packers is a huge one, and
good
it's
one.
Significant for the Pats. if the Pats win and the Broncos lose and the Pats are the number one seed and now control their own destiny with that, plus Packers are really good. In fact, they're favored on the road in Denver.
Yeah, Nick Benito in the mix for Defensive Player of the Year. Probably won't win it over Garrett, but good player.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He was asked about the same thing all the Patriot Vrabel and Diggs and everybody else has asked about the other day. He's like, we love being underdogs. Great. We're happy we're underdogs. They're plus 2.5 or whatever it is.
But to beat the best, you have to do this twice.
Two times.
We've mentioned this before, but if the Patriots win on Sunday, if you're Cam Newton on Monday, you kind of have to say three times.
Three times. You got to move
guys,
it.
Guys, the way the playoff format works, they could meet each other again in the playoffs.
Don't keep poking this bell.
Will could do the same thing. At 422, he could say another 72
72
hours.
More. Tack 72, it on. Tack it on.
Yeah, roll out a double or nothing.
72 hours Canadian. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, so I agree. That's one of the
Packers,
games of the week.
Broncos, I would say, is maybe the co-one. I would go Pats first, then I would say that one. I think Lions-Rams is legitimate. And then there's also, if you think there's any chance at all for a one last stand, Kansas City.
Don't do this.
This is the third win in a row.
Don't keep bringing it.
Well, the reason I'm saying that.
No.
Can I finish?
They're desperate. They're desperate. I get that. That's not the game of the week.
I said it's maybe the third one down or fourth one down.
A Chief Pete.
Can I finish? Please, can I finish?
Yeah, go. Okay, I'm sorry.
This is what I'm going to say. It's a head-to-head with the Chargers.
Yeah.
Essentially, the Chargers need to lose out and the Chiefs need to win out.
Right.
But on Sunday, that would take a huge step in that direction. Chargers have a tough schedule, right, the rest of the way. I don't think it's going to happen, but the Chiefs are 5.5-point favorites. So at least they'll still be alive on Monday. They'll be 7-7. Chiefs will be, 9-5. So they'll be a little bit closer. I think they're pretty much cooked, but it's like, they have a chance? And it's not like, they need to see what the Chargers do. Like, no, this is a direct line against them. So I would say that's probably the fourth biggest game.
Okay.
That's my Mount Rushmore of Week 15 games.
You can discuss Patriots game here on Sunday, 617-779-7937. I said earlier, I don't really see how the Bills stop the Patriots. I really don't.
No.
And that doesn't mean the Patriots never punt, but
probably kick a bunch of field goals.
You have teams going up and down the field on this Buffalo defense.
Yeah.
And I think the Bills will score too. But if I got to break it down, does the Patriots defense have a better chance of slowing down Josh Allen, or do the Bills have a better chance of slowing down Drake May? I think the Patriots have a better chance of slowing down Josh Allen. Their lines were exceptionally similar in the first game.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Drake way outplaying him. Allen had the turnovers, but their overall lines were pretty similar. Allen, on top of it, ran for 50-plus yards. May only ran for 12 in that game. But I don't really see how Buffalo stops them. They stop nobody. So it's not as much about, Josh Allen stinks and Drake May is so much better. It's not about that. I give the Patriots defense a better chance, I guess, outside of the first drive, which they did technically stop the Bills on in that game on Sunday night in Week 5. They forced a fumble. Bills kind of forced a fumble on themselves.
Yeah.
But, outside of the first drive, I like their chances of getting stops here and there against Josh Allen. I don't really know how the Bills do that to the Pats offense. I don't.
Yeah, and they even have some more injuries on defense. The Bills do. But so do the Patriots. And so this is where I would say the Bills do have maybe even a better chance than they did at home back in Week 5. Here's a late stat of the week nominee. Through the first nine weeks.
You're running out of time.
That's all right. It's a nominee nonetheless.
Yeah, get it in there.
See, try this one on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's see how it fits. First 9 weeks of the season,
yeah,
the Patriots only allowed 100 or more rushing yards in a game twice. The last 4 weeks, they've allowed over 100 rushing yards.
Yeah, the Giants kind of, their tackling in the Giants game was kind of embarrassing. I mean, outside of Ellis, you know, knocking Jackson Dart in the next week, their tackling in that game on a couple of long touchdowns anyway, it was kind of embarrassing.
And the Jets ran for more rushing yards. Now, I know they beat the Jets, right? But they're so inept. And, you know, Justin Fields can't throw, but he can run, and so can Josh Allen. So if Josh Allen and James Cook both have a good game, which they really didn't, especially Cook in the first game, they didn't. But he also had the milkman in there. So if you take him out, and if Cook is able to have another one of these 100-yard rushing games, which he's had a ton of, it'd be the first time the Pats give up 100 yards rushing to a back this year. But Cook's that kind of back that might be able to do it. And so that's why I'm with you. I do think the Pats have a better chance to slow down the Bills than vice versa. But they do have, as bad as their receivers are and as like average as their tight ends are, the Allen-Cook combination has like gotten them to this point, and if they have any more success, it's going to be on those two guys.
So, I mean, look, maybe the Bills play like a different team. They can smell it, that the division is still there for them, kind of. Certainly a run in the AFC is right there for the taking, even if they're in wild card position. But I look at their last few games. I mean, the Houston game, they got shut down. The Pats don't have that kind of defense. They won a shootout with Baker Mayfield the week prior. Before that, they lost to Miami. They won a game against Kansas City in a one-score game. They always beat Kansas City in the regular season. The last 2 weeks, though, that Pittsburgh game, they were down 7-3 at half, and they didn't look right. And last week against Cincinnati, before Burrow handpicked a couple of interceptions, and by the way, one of the guys who had a pick six, Christian Benford, is now in a walking boot. I don't know if I missed an update today, but that was yesterday. He showed up in a walking boot. He made the biggest defensive play of that game, maybe the biggest play of that game last week. So, I don't know. The Bills were on their way to losing both those games in the last 2 weeks. I know they won them both. I don't want to take away wins from them. We don't do that with the Pats. I just don't think they played great, and I don't see how they're stopping the Pats.
Today, Sean McDermott was asked about Christian Benford. He said the injury happened during normal practice play.
Great.
Doesn't believe it'll be a long-term injury. It's frustrating, but at the same time, next man up. I guess they've had other practice injuries, because the way it's written by one of these beat writers is he was asked about having another practice injury. That's strange. So yeah, so maybe he's out. So that's another point for the Patriots.
So you have the Pats?
Yeah, I'm taking the Pats, and I think it's the way they're playing, but also combined with all the things you just mentioned about the Bills. Like they are not great. It's the worst Bills team since, you got to go back to like 2019 probably. So as good as Josh Allen is individually, they just put so much on him, and he doesn't have the defense to fall back on either. And Drake May and the Patriots offense is gaining more and more confidence, it feels like, by the week. So, and throwing a home game, right? So the only home loss the Bills have is to the Patriots. Their other three losses this year are all on the road. So yeah, I'll take the Pats on Sunday.
I will as well. Text line says, coach, meaning Vrabel.
Yeah, Vrabes.
Is undefeated after the bye, Pats in a blowout.
Love it.
So there you go. Add that to the list. 617-779-7937. All your thoughts on a Patriots Friday. Meanwhile, Kelly is in Amherst waiting on our Sox conversation. Go ahead, Kelly.
Hey, guys. Yeah, real quick, I will say I like the Bills in this one. The Pats are a better team, but in a rivalry game, I don't see them losing this game. Ooh. But on the Red Sox, dude, I have been thinking this for years. These long-term contracts are ridiculous. It's just the cost of doing business, right? If you want to get a top guy, you're going to have to pay 3, 4, maybe 5 years of just nothing, dead salary at the end. It's no good. My thought is the Red Sox have this special bonus with this amazingly good farm system year after year. I think they can get away with it.
So,
well, they should dabble in that here and there. You don't want to build your whole team around it. Obviously, that's not sustainable at all. But, I mean, hell, they signed a guy last year to a one-year contract and had to get rid of him, pay him to play somewhere else, and Walker Buehler. So get the good players. And, like, I guess it's like, oh, we'll worry about it later on. But, like, it does happen. Like, they've paid Chris Sale. They've paid a bunch of guys to not play. It's not ideal. But you're hoping to get the high-end seasons out of him. You got a couple high-end seasons out of Chris Sale.
What do you think because he mentioned prospects, which would have to move in a trade. What do you think is more likely for the Red Sox to do? Will they sign a quote-unquote big free agent, Bregman, which would just be running it back, but he is a big free agent, Bichette, who else is still out there kicking around? They're not going to sign Kyle Tucker. Or will they make like a significant trade?
I think trade's more likely.
So I kind of feel that way, too.
And maybe it's based off of just Crochet a year ago, but I think it's more that. Plus, this doesn't seem like a team that's winning negotiations. So
they don't hand out deals beyond three. I didn't realize that from McAdam until he wrote it.
Well, they're not doing that.
I understand they don't believe in long-term deals. So, like, who would take that kind of deal? Bregman.
I mean, for years it's been, oh, here's Tyler O'Neill and Adam Duvall and Hunter Renfro and these guys. You got to go back to like Story, I guess. That was a longer term deal. But I believe he signed at 29. Like they got him before 30, I believe. But yeah, my guess would be more that. Then that way they don't have to negotiate with other teams as far as like outbidding somebody. I don't think they're going to trade for Corey Seager, but the point would be like if Corey Seager was a free agent today, maybe he gets more than six for 180 or whatever it is, but like that's what he's on the books for right now. So I think they'd be more willing to just do that and be like, hey, that's the contract you signed. This is what we're going with.
Yeah. And I think so, there's a benefit to locking that in on somebody
else's
dime.
And that's Ketel Marte too, yeah. Right? And like, so maybe that's where some of the interest in Ketel Marte
is, or
Ketel.
For the luxury tax, which Henry definitely cares about, there's a certain calculation, but he also cares about his cash flow. And I think the Marte ones are pretty low. I'd have to look at Seager's deal again. But, like, some of that money may have already been paid, guarantees and bonuses and signing bonuses and things like that. And, you know, some of that might have been already paid out. Or I say guaranteed, like I'm talking about a football contract. But some of that money might have been front-loaded, I guess is my point. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here. On Pats and Bills, you're talking about Joe Burrow, the little pity party he threw for himself earlier in the week. What does that mean for the Patriots long-term in the AFC? We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Land.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.